Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from Humboldt Wildcats head softball coach Erica Post and head baseball coach Jason Thurm. Humboldt softball wrapped up the week with a 10-0 victory over Iowa Falls Holden Friday night. The team currently sits at 11-15 overall and 7-7 in the North Central Conference. I caught up with head coach Erica Post after the game Friday on the win over the Cadets and the week of games.
It was great. Came out and ended the week on a high, which we needed, and good momentum going into next week. Basically just said from the beginning, we don't know what's happening with the weather, so let's get out and get in front and go from there and get as much of this game in as we can with a lead. Don't wait till the end to get runs, because that can come back and bite you. And I thought the girls did a really good job from the beginning hitting the ball. We hammered the ball today, no strikeouts. We were very, very aggressive at the plate. Lots of extra base hits, and defensively, no errors, and we made all the plays. I think they only had really that one hard hit ball that went to the outfield, and we did a good job shutting the door and making sure that they didn't score.
The rain's falling down, all sitting under the dugout, waiting for it to clear to actually get to warm up. How'd you keep the team focused at the task at hand with all the unknown variables here coming in?
Yeah, we just told them from the beginning, we're going to drive over there and we're going to play. We're going to be ready and we're going to go from the beginning. Let them think that it's not going to be played. It was always the mindset that we are playing this game. We're going to get ahead. We're going to win. And that's be ready whenever it comes, whenever we can get out there and get started and just overcome whatever wetness or soft field there is and continue to score, put pressure on the other team, and we'll come out on top.
Coach, looking back at this last week, how would you characterize it, at least what you've seen here from your team this past week?
Yeah, I think there's been goods and bads, highs and lows here. I thought, for the most part, we hit the ball relatively well in most of the games. You know, we had some struggles, but in those games that we struggled offensively, those were some of the best pitchers that are in the state. And then defensively in those games, we weren't as sharp in those games, and we were able to rebound tonight, get back on track, be sharp defensively, and made all the plays.
Going into next week, what's the thoughts here for your program?
Yeah, we have a couple difficult games next week. Spencer is going to come to town as far as we know. They're going to resume baseball softball activities starting next week, so we'll host them at home on Wednesday. We'll have Thursday off. Friday will be a makeup game from the Emmitsburg game that was postponed due to rain earlier in the week, and then we go to Mason City on Tuesday. So that's another 4 or 5A school that sees a lot of good competition all year, so it'll be a good game. It'll be a challenging week, and we'll have to play in order to win. But again, we're getting down to the end, and we have to challenge ourselves and get better in order to go deep into the postseason.
Speaking of postseason, you're going to open up at Lamar's. Quite a bit of a trip there coming up on July 11th. What are your thoughts on postseason bracket?
Yeah, we're going to go play Lamar's, and if the Wildcat fans out there remember, the last time we went to Lamar's, they were the only undefeated team left in the state of Iowa, and the Wildcats left with a 3-1 victory. So we have good vibes and good history in Lamar's, and so we'll go there and do our best and see where things shake out when it's over.
Congratulations on the victory here. Best of luck next week.
Thanks, Matt. We appreciate the coverage and you toughen out the rain, and go Cats.
The Humboldt baseball team wrapped up the week with a 9-0 win against Iowa Falls Holden on Thursday. The team is currently 15-6 overall and 10-4 in North Central Conference play. I caught up with Thurm after the win over the Cadets Thursday and the past week of games.
Good way to finish off the week. I thought we played some pretty good baseball here on Thursday. Iowa Falls has some good young arms. They're inexperienced, but they've got some live arms, so they're going to be an issue here the next 2 years. But offensively, I thought we had a great performance. We had their kid into the 80s, number of pitches by the fourth inning, and so that first kid went 3 1/3 for them, and just a nice job grinding out at bats with it. And base running was really good, and we were aggressive, and the timing aspect was there with it, so we're pretty happy with that. And defensively, Chase did a super job on the mound. He went out and threw strikes, and he got through 6 innings, and Kyler came in and finished the deal, and we were clean, I think, for the second night in a row defensively, so that was good to see, too.
Now with 3 consecutive wins after ending that 4-game skid, starting to get onto a bit of a roll here, how would you characterize this last week here?
Yeah, we had a rough go of it last week, and those are some games that could have gone either way, and I wouldn't say that we necessarily played our best, but they were most of them were 1 or 2 run, run ball games with that. So we're right there with it, and just came out this week and not really focused on anybody that we're playing, but just focusing on ourselves. And we got our tournament pairings that came out too, so that gives us a little bit of a focus and a little bit of a purpose with that as well. And just like the way that the boys responded this week, I thought we came out with a little bit of an edge, a little bit of an attitude, and we played some pretty good ball.
River flooding here in Humboldt, having games going on same time as you're trying to get back into a rhythm on the field as well. How challenging of a week was this for the program?
For the most part, I think, you know, most of our guys are in a pretty good spot with that. It's good to see last week when we had a great turnout and a lot of boys just they're community guys, and they're, you know, they're Wildcats, and you know, we look at it as all of Humboldt being Wildcats, and you do anything you can to help your family with that. And so it's great to see the boys getting out and serving and taking initiative with all that. I think for the most part, boys do a pretty good job of blocking things out once it's time they get to the park and they get in their routine. And you know, I don't feel like that was a huge distraction with it, but at the same time, too, it's something that really puts things in perspective, and they're just more important things than baseball. And you know, you don't like to go through those times, but you get, those times provide you an opportunity to reset too, and just reassess and reevaluate, you know, what's important to you there. And there are a lot of people that are dealing with a lot of things that are more important than what we do on a nightly basis with baseball. And this coming week, we're going to be playing a Spencer team that's just, you know, they're dealing with something on a totally different level. And they shut down all their activities for this past week. And I'm sure they're excited to get back and just get away from what they've been dealing with. So it'll be an interesting contact, playing them on that Wednesday and just seeing where they're at with things too. So it's a real world thing, and I feel like our boys are handling it pretty well.
Going into this upcoming week here, you're going to be on the road at Storm Lake Monday, home against Spencer.
Yeah, everything we do right now is pretty much geared towards getting ourselves ready to go with the postseason play, and we'll be trying to get our pitching staff lined up and keep everybody sharp with that. We want to get at bats, and we're going to be facing some good teams and some good pitching. All three of those teams are formidable opponents, so we'll have to come out and play well if we hope to compete against them. But we're pretty happy with where things are at right now, and we're, like you talked about earlier, we're on a little bit of a streak right now in the right direction with it. We just want to continue to build off of that, so we're not going to get wrapped up too much in who we're playing, but just going out and just trying to play good baseball, play with enthusiasm and with passion, and see where things fall for us. So this is the fun part of the year. This is what you work for, and we're excited to be here.
First round draw for you on July 12th. You're going to be playing on the road at Boone in the Class 3A Substate 2 first round. What are your thoughts on the postseason draw for your team here going into the postseason?
Most of it, for the most part, is pretty much out of your control. It's based off your body of work for the season, and just the timing, you know, that little – a streak that we had where we weren't playing or where things weren't really going in our way. The timing wasn't real good with that one, but we're in a pretty good sub-state region. I have to think that it stacks up against anyone in the state. There's one team that has a sub-500 record. Everybody else is above, and you got North Polk at the top with it, now going to the 2 seed. So it's really, really good baseball, just top to bottom with that. Boone's a really good team. They're a strong team. We'll get a little bit better look at them next week. But traditionally, they're always right there with things. And I got a lot of respect for their coach and the way he does things. And be interesting because we get a little tune-up with them. We'll try not to show them too much, and I'm sure they'll be doing the same. But it'll be good for us to get a look at them. But we're excited. It's a tough district, tough sub-state, but at the same time, too, we feel like we're a pretty good team and we can compete with anybody, so that's exciting as well.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the past week. Want to wish you best of luck with this upcoming week.
Thank you, Matt.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, presented by 716 Maine. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.